Whack Matters is brought to you by Audible.com. If you go to audibletrial.com/whackmatters, you can sign up for a free 30-day trial where you can test out Audible's awesome audiobook monthly subscription service. Make sure to go to audibletrial.com/whackmatters.
Do you think the people this week will be able to tell I have a cold?
No, I thought we'd fix it all in post.
Oh, like, is there a nasal, like a denasal compression effect on the microphone?
No, doesn't Audacity have that, though?
Yeah. Also,
I thought it was right under noise reduction. It's nasal reduction.
Yeah, I think I talked about this. When you have children, every single thing that happens in the house sickness wise just spreads to everyone because the babies are I think I made the joke babies are constantly oozing out of every single orifice.
Yeah, every liquid out of every orifice that is humanly possible is happening all the time with your son, is what you said.
So my son had a cold and now I do. That's just the way it works.
Is that why you're so grumpy earlier?
Dude, he's been a little rage baby lately and I don't know what the problem is, but he's going full Kratos.
Did you consider talking to him and say, hey Charles, don't?
I did. I actually said things like that. I was like, yo, Charlie, you need to calm all the way down. And he didn't.
You're like, Charlie, you're here. I'm going to need you to be around here.
He just continued to cry in my face. Last night, he's just inconsolable.
Speaking of, like, this hand gesture I did of, like, leveling things here. We didn't talk about it, but I did it. Pro tip for anybody out there who's managing people. Don't talk about your employees and rate them on a scale of how high they are with your hands. Don't be like, well, this person's here and this person's here and then you're here. They get mad at you.
This is Life's What You Rate, the podcast where we rate everything on a scale from 1 to 10. My name is Michael and I'm here with my brother
Mark,
and we have a producer again this week who
last one didn't work out.
We fired him, but we have a new one. Say hello, producer.
So
Yeah, so this is a podcast where we rate everything a scale from 1 to 10, so you don't have to. We tell you what's good and what's bad, and this is also mostly for historical prosperity, so that when you go back in time,
when people time travel is inevitably invented.
Sorry, when other people see this from the future, they'll know what life was like in the year 2019. People still have colds.
And a little bit of 2018.
Yeah, so, we rate things on a scale from 1 to 10. I brought myself a, we'll say 9 out of 10 drink. Peach tea by Snapple.
Snapple's good.
At what do I have to, so like, what does a person have to rate Snapple to officially be considered old? So like, if someone gives Snapple a 5, they're just a normal person, right?
Yeah.
And then when you give them a 6, you're like, okay, you might be like a teenager or a grown up. If I give Snapple a 9 out of 10, and am I like officially an old person?
No, dude, I like Snapple. Maybe if you're doing the peach tea Snapple, because peach tea Snapple is not the best Snapple.
What is the best Snapple?
Apple.
Apple Snapple? Snapple?
Apple Snapple's good, dude. Fun to say, if you get the glass bottle, the snap of opening the lid's very satisfying.
Is it heresy to get a Snapple if you don't have the snap top?
Yeah, I was about to make the joke about how you don't have a snap top.
I'm holding the giant bottle. It's the 64 fluid ounce, 2-quart, 1.89 liter bottle of peach tea Snapple. And it has a plastic lid instead of the pop top lid.
Should we do one of those affiliate links on Amazon for Snapple?
We lost our Amazon affiliate status because we didn't sell anything.
But... Why ain't any of you jerks buy Spider-Man when I told you
we suggested you buy Spider-Man? I think we suggested something else and they didn't buy it.
Hey, remember when I said Spider-Man's a very good video game? It's because it's all moms, dude. I should have been like, you can get elderberry syrup here. I'm a big fan of elderberry.
Yeah, guys, you should buy this 24 pack of kombucha drink.
Dude, have you seen somebody drink kombucha?
Mm-hmm.
Have you just watched it?
Mm-mm.
It's sad. It makes me sad. It is. I've never tasted kombucha because I have a brain and I don't want to drink things that look that gross.
Or are literally mold.
I don't want to drink things that look like a fluid that would come out of Davy Jones, the character from...
Oh, the character from Pirates of the Caribbean.
I don't want to drink something that looks like would come out of him. And that's what kombucha looks like, so I don't drink
You're
it.
You're not wrong. Now that I think about it, yeah, that dude, may be the most accurate representation of what it looks like. It looks like a Davy Jones fluid.
But you watch somebody drink it, and I just get sad. Like, that's not a joke.
You know what else makes me sad? Thinking about the Pirates of the Caribbean movies after one.
There's only one of them. I'm not sure about.
For some reason, Pirates of the Caribbean is coming up a lot for me lately. I just saw the DVDs on my shelf. I saw a TikTok about it.
You're remembering how good it is.
Pirates of the Caribbean 1 was a good solid 8 out of 10.
It's a good movie. I enjoyed it.
I don't think Johnny Depp was a very good actor, because I think he did just play himself in the movie. But the rest of the people were okay, except for Orlando Bloom. Orlando Bloom, man. I want to say something about Orlando Bloom.
He's good as Legolas. He's a good Legolas.
Yeah, because he's effeminate. Let me tell you a secret about Orlando Bloom. I knew so many girls.
Hey, Michael, get that toxic masculinity bullcrap out of here.
So many girls that were obsessed with Orlando Bloom. And I was trying to, like, work out and be, like, more traditionally masculine.
This was high school, Michael?
Yeah, and I was trying to... What are you trying to say?
I don't think you should be working out to get girls anymore.
Oh, that's okay. That was the point you were making.
Yeah, you're married.
Oh, so I was like trying to like be more traditionally masculine, and all these girls are liking Orlando Bloom, and like I think we made this joke before. There were girls that liked not Keith Richards, Johnny Depp.
Oh, and I was like, he's a gross boy.
That's the one you like. I have no shot because I don't want to look like that. Hey, can we get our producer to weigh in on Orlando Bloom?
Yeah, I was going to pop the question. What do you guys think the most...
Wait, you're going to pop the question? Whoa,
dude, we didn't barely know each other.
Chill.
Dude, we've been friends for like ever. I think it's time we moved on to the next step.
Okay.
You are drift compatible.
Okay. We are. This has been proven. No, I was going to ask, what do you guys think the number one question is about Orlando Bloom? Like if you were to
Google, is he gay? Googled him?
Is Orlando Bloom what? What would you think?
He said gay.
One? Is he gay?
Nope. Not even on the top five.
Is Orlando Bloom dead?
Metrosexual.
Nope, not top five.
What's number one?
Married.
Okay.
Number two. Is Orlando Bloom in Pirates of the Caribbean 4?
Is he?
No.
Dang it.
Why would you watch a Pirates of that Orlando, you know? He really, the Will Turner character really didn't start very well, but by the time you get to 3...
Hey, would you like me to spoil something?
What?
He becomes Davy Jones.
He does.
So maybe kombucha is Orlando Bloom juice. How does that make you feel?
Worse. However...
That's what I like it so much.
Guys, I know this is my first gig, but I think I immediately need to quit. If you're suggesting that we drink Orlando Bloom juice...
It's like drinking the Kool-Aid, but a step further.
It's another level of the
or Kool-Aid. Backwards.
It's just more.
Orlando Bloom, 6 out of 10. Which, if you remember, average people started at 7 with me, so it's a little lower. Yo, the thing I came to rate this week, TikTok. I don't know if moms know what TikTok is, so I want to explain TikTok.
Dude, you want to know something?
Okay. Sure.
Next week, this coming week, I was planning on downloading the app TikTok to rate it on next week's episode.
Oh, too late. I beat you to the punch. We were so close to close to rating the same thing. It will happen some week. It was not this week because I picked TikTok this week. TikTok, the successor... / rebranding of music.ly, which was a karaoke app made for jokes and dumb videos.
And Michael reuniting with old friends, sort of.
Is maybe a spiritual successor to Vine. A lot of people are calling it spiritual successor to Vine, which is sad because Byte, I think we talked about Byte was supposed to be the spiritual successor to Vine, but TikTok is eating their lunch. If you go to YouTube, you can't go anywhere without finding a TikTok compilation.
Unless you're me, apparently, because I didn't know any of the good TikTok jokes.
There's like 15 second videos where you can sing along to music or... just
you popular just,
I think
quotes.
The way that it works, let me I have to make I have a caveat. Are you ready for my caveat? I've never made a TikTok, but I have watched a lot of TikToks.
Okay, Michael, so
I'm not rating the experience of making a TikTok, just TikTok.
Okay, so this is a fun thing because we watched some TikToks before this and there are some very good ones.
Mm-hmm.
Can we do links in the description to TikToks?
I don't know. Maybe. I mean, we could do the TikTok compilations, but I don't think there's a way. I don't know if there's a way to link to a specific.
Okay, because I was gonna say we should link to the one of the dude doing the salute with
yeah. So okay, good.
That's very funny. But also, there are TikToks like the Tracer one that you showed me, and it's not funny. There's no
but it's a big meme. One. So like, you feel like a community when you get the joke and no one else gets the joke. That's the thing about the memes. The more obscure they are, the better they are for the people that get them, and the more confusing. That's what TikTok is, though. TikTok is something confusing to one that's not initiated, but to someone that gets the inside joke and the fact that this is layering a meme three layers deep. TikTok is just a meme factory. Like, Reddit and TikTok, meme game, 10 out of 10.
Okay, so question for you.
Yeah.
Is that, like, a government thing? Like, they don't want us focusing on all of the issues in our country, so they are just trying to spam us with, like, things that make memes. Just trying to get us deeper and deeper in to these stupid things to care about.
I'm gonna step aside from the jokes real quick. People actually think that TikTok is horrible because it's too offensive, but I think maybe sometimes people confuse what is offensive with things that are funny, and confuse the things that are funny with things that are offensive. Sometimes they get them a little crisscrossed applesauce.
They much like crisscross, they jump logical streams to the other
Their pants are on backwards, is what I'm saying, which is funny, not offensive. If you wear your pants backwards, funny, not offensive.
You sure?
Because then the zipper's on the booty. Is that, see, that's funny, you get it? You know what's weird about it.
So, okay. This is a very side note. Michael, so how old were you when you realized what zippers were used for on pants?
Well, our producer just confused us, and now we see a picture of, are you saying Donald Trump is the Illuminati?
He is Illuminati. That's his middle name.
I'm saying the government's behind TikTok.
Donald Illuminati.
It's okay. Donald Illuminati Trump.
I like TikTok too much for the government to be behind it. It's impossible because TikTok is hilarious. TikTok is maybe the best thing our country has going for it right now. The government shut down, so TikTok is still going. That's how we know the government and TikTok are not the same.
Hey, dude, we're better than the government. We're still going.
The government's back.
Hey, we were still going, the government was not going. Crushed it.
Yeah, dude.
Okay, but how old were you when you realized what zippers were used for?
I mean, I feel like I was dropping trowel at the urinals till I was 10.
13. Oh. yeah, 10. But okay, so here's the thing, dude. I think that's a bad system. Who? This is going to get more blue, but I'm going to not say anything offensive.
Am I blue?
It's going to get a little blue for you moms out there. You might want to skip ahead a few
seconds.
And
you, producer.
I can think of literally a lot of body parts I would like to put through a set of interlocking teeth that are not that one.
Yo, I've zipped it before, dude.
Ah!
It's not good.
Ah!
It's not good.
But here's the funny thing.
If the question is, does it get stuck? The answer is a yes.
No,
it doesn't come out clean.
No, I said all of that to say, imagine trying to poop through a zipper hole.
This podcast sucks. Sounds sticky.
I think so pooping stupid. Through a zipper why hole is you, a 1 out of 10.
Why do you like wrap everything up with a poop joke on last week's episode and this week's episode? No, wait, it was vomit last week. My bad.
Yeah, I got you last time though, too.
What do I want to rate TikTok is basically what it comes down to. How about 10 out of 10? Dude, TikTok has made me laugh harder than so many other things lately. When nothing else can make me laugh, TikTok can make me laugh.
I'm not going to argue. I don't know enough about it to argue.
Is it terrible? Sure. But everything on the internet is kind of terrible. Is it also great?
Except for Whack Matters. Whack Matters is zero.
Whackmatters.com, beautiful, 100%, 10 out of 10 website. Also,
no terrible on it.
TikTok, 10 out of 10. Meme Factory. Also, yeah. I'm not going to lie, if you are watching TikTok videos the first time, you won't get them. But you have to, it's an acquired taste. The longer you watch them, more of the jokes you'll get.
It's much like the most subscribed to channel on YouTube, PewDiePie. If you just cold watch a PewDiePie video, it's not as funny.
It doesn't make sense.
As if you're following it, because it's very self-referential to the community around him.
You feel old when you watch TikTok you get it.
Much like any good cult, you got to get indoctrinated.
And then you feel young when you watch TikToks once you get them. I get them now.
Is the real reason you like TikTok is you feel young?
I don't want to talk about that. I want to talk about what you have to rate this week.
Okay, so this is a thing that moms don't get.
Okay.
But they have at least heard of my thing.
Okay. So things moms have heard of.
Things moms heard of and their kids are very obsessed with. It was, I like to call it the Fortnite before Fortnite. And not that it's like it, it's just that every little kid was obsessed with it for a while.
The Hunger Games? Hold on. The Fortnite before Fortnite. There's only one right answer to this.
Hunger Games.
No, I'm saying...
Battle Royale.
No, it's the thing kids were... The video game kids were obsessed with.
H1V1. H1Z1. Minecraft?
Minecraft.
Yeah. Moms know what Minecraft... Son of a
They
girl.
Know what Minecraft is, but
when
they
I try
know
to
Minecraft.
Say the word Fortnite, Fortnite comes out of my mouth. It's like the Apple correct thing in your text. I can't talk about the thing with the creepers in it called Fortnite, because when I try to say Fortnite, Fortnite comes out of my mouth. No, dude, Minecraft... Is if you could buy a if you could buy a Minecraft toy in the store... It's mainstream, dog. The moms know what Minecraft
okay, they
is.
Don't, but they don't know it.
They don't
play it.
They've never experienced.
They've not experienced.
They
the
haven't
Minecraft.
Mined the rocks and built the thing. No, but they know what they. If they saw a creeper, they'd be like, "Oh, that's the Minecraft thing."
That's a Minecraft. Is that a Minecraft?
That's what I do. I'll be like, "Oh, it's a Minecraft." But I've played lots of hours of Minecraft. I'm not a nerd, though. That's you.
So here's the point about Minecraft, and the thing I want to talk about is, it is a game that is a lot of nothing.
Yeah.
You're doing a lot of nothing
uh-huh.
in it.
A lot of it. Especially because there's a mode. I love the fact that there's a mode in Minecraft where you can be like, hey, I have infinite Lego blocks. I can just build what I want to. And most people are like,
casual.
But I kind of want to, like, before I can build the Legos, I want to have to work, like, real life. And earn the Lego box just as if I had to go get a real job to buy real Lego blocks. Instead, I'm going to work in this video game like a real job so I can get my Lego blocks to build with.
To the extent that little kid Marcus, when playing this game, thought that and then would play for like 3 hours and then the computer would overheat and all of his progress would have been lost and he didn't have any of those Lego blocks anymore.
Did you ever online bully people for not getting their Lego blocks the right way?
No, except for verbally, like I would watch
just like
YouTube,
real life.
I would watch a YouTube video and I would verbally yell at them for being casuals.
Oh, okay.
I did watch a YouTuber named B00O. He's a pretty funny guy. And he do Minecraft videos and he is very good at building things and very bad at every other aspect of the video game Minecraft. He also is super bad at looking into his inventory and seeing any of the items he has on him. And I would yell at him for that a lot, too. He'd be like, oh, I don't have my pick on me. And it would be on his hotbar. He just wouldn't see it because he's dumb. So, and I'd be like, it's on your no. A lot. I get frustrated with him because of that.
For lack of digging into the weeds when the moms are listening, don't know what you're talking about. Minecraft was a bad Fortnite. For one.
No dances.
There's no dances in Minecraft. For two, Drake didn't play Minecraft with Ninja.
Drake didn't play Minecraft.
He may have played it, but not with Ninja. And definitely Ninja. Not on stream.
Notch seems kind of like a weird dude, and the creators of Fortnite seem less weird. Is that bullying? Did I do a bully?
I mean, by weird, do you mean like he was libertarian? Because that makes him very weird, like Ron Swanson.
I know he's libertarian.
Yeah.
Huh.
What about the fact that Minecraft... Well, I already said dances. Is the thing that makes Minecraft good the dances? Like, everyone's playing... Like, lots of kids play... Son of a gun. Fortnite. Lots of people play Fortnite, right?
Yeah. I'm good at it.
But the thing that people think about with Fortnite... Has the floss surpassed actual Fortnite? By far, right?
Yeah, more people have tried to floss than have played Fortnite, I would argue.
And also, like, you, and this is weird, our aunt knew that flossing was from the video game Fortnite. She couldn't tell you anything about it, but she knew it was the Fortnite dance.
It's a Fortnite.
Oh, that's the Fortnite dance. And Minecraft has nothing like that. The creeper, people would be like, oh, that's the Minecraft monster. But that's not the same as the dance. I don't walk out of a building and see children en masse just doing the dance.
I don't walk outside and see children dressed in all green walking up behind people and exploding. Is what you're saying? Dude, Have you seen the Genius video of him talking about the song he did?
Yeah, but okay, so
I be flossing.
Our producer is showing us a video of the kid doing the Fortnite dance before Fortnite. Yo, we don't want to hear your hipster bullcrap.
I be flossing.
I don't care if Backpack Kid did the dance at the Super Bowl thing. It's the Fortnite dance, and I don't care how many times he tries to sue anybody. It's the Fortnite dance.
I don't think he's old enough to sue anybody.
His parents are suing because they think they own the dance. I don't want to see people flossing anymore. Can you take a video?
So there's a bit that we sort of done a few times on this show, and it's where you're saying funny things, and I back you up by singing. And some people, I want to preface this for moms who might not know, you might be thinking I'm repeating the same line of the song over and over and over, and that's incorrect. I was singing the full chorus of the song.
I'd be flossing. Man.
You're
turning me
south.
I was going to be pro Fortnite, but now I don't know because...
We're not talking about Fortnite. We're talking about Minecraft. I know that it all cracks for you, but Minecraft is a good game because it teaches patience. How many hours did you look for a wolf?
Too many.
How long did it take you and your friend Scott to make that rail?
When I was married, but before I had children, maybe I wasn't married. I don't remember. I'm watching a video of Donald Trump flossing real quick.
Donald Illuminati Trump, dude.
Yeah, I used to stay after work and play Minecraft with my coworker, and we would just stay for hours after work and play Minecraft. And Achievements came out, and we tried to get them all in one day. I think we did.
You did. But one of the achievements was you had to go...
We had to build a very, very long train road.
That took like...
A very long time.
It took like straight up like 10 full minutes to ride there and back.
Yeah, it was a very long train ride, and we made it in one day. Yes. But I think that's a bad game.
Okay, but no. Think about the patience.
Is World of Warcraft the worst game?
Yeah, okay, with that logic. Oh, well, I just did the same thing over and over again. Okay, so you don't like WoW, really?
Is Dark Souls the worst game?
No, Destiny is the worst game. If doing the exact same thing over and over again is the worst, Destiny is the worst game.
Hey, producer, can we floss in Destiny?
No.
It's a bad game. All right, go
ahead.
Bad
video games. Dang it, it's not called Fortnite. It's called Minecraft. Minecraft teaches patience. Minecraft teaches patience.
It teaches you how to build.
Teaches you how to build. I can build a house now, Michael. You say, hey, build a house. I can do that. I've done it hundreds of times.
It teaches you to always watch your back.
Never dig straight down.
It teaches you that lights are better than darkness.
It teaches you that zombies only come at nighttime or out of cages.
And no matter what you do in the end, it doesn't matter because there's no purpose or anything.
Yeah, and you can beat the game and then you just keep going because there's nothing. It's just nothing.
As my good friend Lincoln Park said... I tried so hard and got so far, but in the end, it doesn't even matter.
That is true. But here's the main thing I wanted to talk about. I've been out of the Minecraft game so long. A couple updates behind.
You were just playing Minecraft literally 30 minutes ago.
This is what made me think about it. Yeah, okay. No. To where when I started picking the game up as of like 3 nights ago, it feels very... Not new to me, like I know the basics of Minecraft and stuff, but there's a lot of things I don't know about it and things I'm seeing and experiencing for the first time, and it's giving me a little bit of that nostalgia tickle that I experienced like the first time I played the game, and it felt very good, and I wanted to talk about the video game that I like a lot, and I've sunk more hours than I hope I can never see the amount of hours I've sunk into Minecraft.
Minecraft site. I like it.
It's a good video game. I want to say it's a 9 out of 10.
I like that, like, for once, like, I could talk with, like, everyone was playing Minecraft, and kids were playing Minecraft, and I knew about Minecraft, and so I could talk to children. Now, I don't know anything about Fortnite, I guess. So, I tried to play Fortnite and got super shamed by my young cousins.
That is true.
They were shaming me so hard. They're like, you suck at this game. And I was like, I know!
I've never played it!
They're like, why are you a default skin? I'm like, because I don't know this game! They're like, shoot that dude! I'm like,
I'm trying.
No, this is the first time I was like, I don't know the button to switch to my gun. I didn't know the button. Like, build a wall.
I didn't know the gun button.
I'm like, I don't know how to build a wall, Trump. I don't know where the wall button is.
You're going, Alexa, gun! Alexa, gun!
I looked at my Switch controller and I almost threw it because I felt like my parents. I was like, I don't know what the buttons do.
It's because it's a bad game.
Shut up. You're too old.
Fortnite is...
You are so old.
I feel like I'm justified in saying that.
But here's the thing. Minecraft doesn't have the gunplay that Fortnite does because it's not a game that's pro-murder. Minecraft's not pro-murder.
Minecraft isn't pro-murder. Not for human murder. You kill zombies and spiders. But in real life, you also do that. Well, yeah, but you kill... Even in The Walking Dead, America's greatest pastime, you kill zombies and that's good.
Oh, no. America's most indulged in pastime. Not greatest. Have you watched The Walking Dead? Not the greatest.
No, I have not. I've never seen one episode of AMC's The Walking Dead.
Hey, Michael, want my hot take on The Walking Dead?
Yeah.
Don't.
Wait.
It's aight.
What if...
It's not worth the thing that it is, though.
No.
Wait.
Which makes it bad, I think.
What if the people are The Walking Dead? And it's not about the zombies.
Another bad thing about The Walking Dead, Michael, is... Do you want to know how many seasons end on them kind of saying that?
Oh, no. Really?
More than one.
Oh,
and here's the thing.
No.
Okay, so, like, I understand...
I thought I was just making a bad joke.
I understand... They don't just outright say it. They usually find fancy ways to say it, but that's always a sentiment.
How many ways can you say with great power comes great responsibility?
So, like, here's the thing. The end of the first season, I'm not going to... I mean, it's how old now?
Don't spoil The Walking Dead.
Okay, yeah, because that's a good way to get
How many times do they say it?
Well, I'm saying, like, they could justify saying it at the end of, like, season two, when they kind of see how horrible humanity can be. But they use it in, like, three different seasons, 3 out of 9, and it's not the first two. It's like, yeah, no crap, you learned that already. You've learned that the people are the bigger problem. You can't relearn the people are bigger problem next season.
Humanity? 2 out of 10.
2 out of 10. Humanity's a 2 out of 10.
Do you have something to add there, producer? What would you rate humanity?
Probably give them a 3.
Nothing's a 3.
Yeah, you haven't listened to this podcast, dog. We don't do 3s.
Nothing's a 3. There are no 3s.
There's no such thing as a 3. So 2.
My one defense of The Walking Dead would be that it would be better if it was tighter. If they didn't prolong it.
I mean, everything would be better if it was tighter. You know what I'm saying? Tight, dog. It's tight.
Tight, dude.
People say tight anymore.
It's just tight.
Hey, Drewby, does your brother ever say tight?
No.
What does he say when something's cool?
Lit? You have to narrow down which of my brothers, because I've got like 5.
I'm talking about the young ones.
The young ones that are cool still.
Do they say lit? What do they say?
Cool.
What the frick?
They're pretty white.
I feel like Devon probably says lit.
Does he say lit? Or does he just say everything's Maverick? Like Logan Paul.
He says tight sometimes.
Yeah, there we go. Tight, man.
I do know for a fact that one of your brothers is a Maverick. And I almost got into an argument with the kid about being a Maverick, and I said, it's not worth it.
Are you gonna rate Minecraft now?
I said it's a 9 out of 10.
A 9 out of 10?
I like the game a lot.
What would it need to be transcended? Because we can't go to heaven in it, but you can go to, is it called the Netherrealm?
Yeah.
Hell. Did they just steal that from Mortal Kombat? Netherrealm is the Mortal Kombat world.
Did Minecraft steal Netherrealm from Mortal Kombat?
Do. Oh, dang it, that's not the right song.
Here's what I found on the web.
Netherrealm Mortal Kombat.
No, what's the Mortal Kombat song? Is that it?
Mm-hmm. It's close enough. I don't want to get his copy strip.
Oh, dang it.
Oh, crap, we are on YouTube. We're going to get Alex Jones kicked off.
Dang it, you said it again.
Ah, frick.
Thank you for listening to the show. We hope that we made you laugh. We hit our 3-minute deadline. Check out other shows.
Our mandatory 30 minutes.
No, we've done less because we've had really bad episodes before. Thank you for listening.
Hey, check out Whack Reacts.
Oh, yeah. We did a new video. And by we, I mean my brother Mark did a new video called Whack Reacts. Go ahead and you can pitch it if you want.
It's me interviewing my parents, or eventually other people probably, but... For right now, that's the one that's posted. I interviewed my parents about video games. and kind of just wanted to get their hot take and what they know about them.
Should I make a react video to that? Because I got some things to say in response to some of the things my mom said. I might do that.
Yeah, you should. It'd be good. And then I'll react to you reacting of my work. Because YouTube's just reactions, as we talked about now.
Let's see how deep we can go, even just internal to this own stupid video.
And then we can start releasing diss tracks on each other.
I thought about that already. Anyway. Yeah, you should check that out. I thought it was funny. I watched it. My wife watched it. She laughed some. I laughed some. It was a good time had by all. 7 out of 10.
It's fair. It's fun, though. Like, yes.
But I can't say it's higher than that because it's on my website, and I hope it does well. It's doing well so far. Anyway, thanks for listening to this podcast. Do you have a joke to end us out with?
Hey, Michael.
What?
Do you think when Hitler tied his shoes, he would get little Nazis?
Wow.
Thanks for listening to the podcast that we produce here at WackMatters.com. Just in case you didn't know, we have a lot of different shows running right now. There's Life's What You Rate It, where me and my brother Mark rate everything on a scale from 1 to 10 that exists in the entire universe. Tune In, where Marcus and his friend Karsten talk about cartoons and their value for people of all ages. Of course, Whack Tracks, where me and a bunch of friends make commentary tracks for whatever shows or movies we might be into at the time. And our newest show on the network, The Music Matters, where my friend Trevor creates a discussion around all the matters relating to music. If you'd like to support the content we make here at WackMatters.com, please go to WackMatters.StoreMV.com and check out our merchandise section. We sell t-shirts right now, and there's more merchandise to come. Even if you don't want to buy a t-shirt, there is a donate button at WackMatters.com that you can use to support the content that we already make and to help fund creative ideas for the future. Additionally, this podcast is also brought to you by Audible.com. If you go to audibletrial.com/whackmatters, you can sign up for a free 30-day trial with Audible.com where you get to listen to a free audiobook of your choosing and can continue subscribing for an awesome audiobook content subscription. Remember, that's audibletrial.com/whackmatters. We love you all and hope you will continue checking out the content we make here at whackmatters.com. Have a great day.